Welcome to The Last Storm. My name is Mark.
And I'm Dave.
And we're here to recap the game against the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, man, we end up losing this game 117-93. This was another hard loss, but we did so many great things that in this game that it's going to be fun to be able to focus on those. And let's just put it out there. Watching Dort and Bazley put those jerseys back on and get out on that floor, man, that was sick to see. That was really fun and exciting to watch.
Yeah, it was a really fun game. I felt like even though we lost by quite a few points, we competed at a level that we haven't in the last few games, and a lot of that does have to do with Dort and Bazley being back in the lineup. So that was really exciting. So we're really excited to talk about everything that happened during the game. So thank you so much for joining us for The Last Storm. Here we go.
All right, Mark, looking at the couple players that I want to bring up that did not play in the last multiple games that we've played are Bazley and Dort. Dort played 29 minutes last night and Bazley played 36 minutes. I am just really stoked about both of these guys being back on the floor. Both of them had incredible games. Bazley shot 3-for-4 on three-pointers and Dort shot 2-for-4 on three-point range. Just a really good job at executing what coach wanted them to do tonight. Just really pumped about it.
Yeah, first thing with Dort, you know, he brought the defensive intensity and energy for the whole team. And it's something that I had started wondering, are we going to start seeing this team get back to the defensive identity that we got really used to at the beginning of the season? And where was that going to come from? I didn't anticipate Dort being in the lineup until I saw him on the bench getting ready to start. I had no clue that he was even a possibility. We had talked about the possibility of them potentially shutting down Bazley, Dort, and SGA, and I had started questioning whether or not that was going to be in the cards, but I believe that Bazley could benefit from these minutes, Dort can benefit from these minutes, and I do think that SGA can too. I'm still not sure how his recovery is going, but I do know that every time I see Bazley play after he's taken a break, he's at a different level. He clearly works very hard when he's taking time off. He sticks with his mentality. I mean, he had 17 points and 9 rebounds. On top of that, he had 5 assists and 1 steal. The way he was handling the ball was great to see. The way he was shooting the ball was great to see. But the thing about Bazley I want to bring up is early in the game, and it happened again when he came back in the game, he made some mistakes. He made some errors that really, really cost him. It put him in a spot where he had a couple of turnovers, and I questioned whether or not he was going to be able to adjust it, because I've noticed in the past with Bazley, when things start going bad, he gets visibly upset, and he has trouble staying calm, and a bad game is usually a bad game for Bazley, right? And a good game is a good game. But this game, he started out bad, and I just noticed him decide to stay within himself, let the game come to him, and he stayed confident. And so after starting out really rough, a couple of turnovers in a row, and it was just like they were almost like picking on him, he came back and put a lot of aggression and put pressure on them on the three-point line. He drove with aggression. He drove at their elite athletes, their shot blockers. He finished, and he also... when he drew the extra defender, he passed. So Bazley had an amazing game. His shot looked great. Once again, Bazley goes away for a little bit of time and comes back a better player, a more complete player, a more confident player. And that was just a huge positive.
You really cannot talk enough about Bazley last night. Like you said, his turnover rates last night was not good. But he was forced to play with the ball a lot in his hands. I don't think that's a negative. I think that's something that he's going to definitely be very hard on himself about and try to get back to what's working for him. Having as many as assists as he did last night was really impressive. He's passing the ball very well. I get very excited about Bazley coming back at full strength. The other player that I want to throw out there that's doing really, really well right now is Jalen Horde. He had 8 points tonight. Just an unbelievable job by him. He is averaging 10.8 points a game and 3.3 rebounds, along with 1 assist in the last four games that he has played, which is the only four games that he has played for the Thunder. Jalen Horde is an amazing player. I am really excited about his talent. His offensive talent is obviously off the charts. He is going to continue putting up 10 points a game for us, especially for the rest of the season, as long as they're going to put him in the game for 20 minutes. I think he's another gem that Sam Presti found, and I'm just incredibly excited and jacked up that Jalen is playing for the Oklahoma City Thunder, because we needed a power forward of his ability to be able to score right off the bat, and man, is he making us all proud.
And you're right, man, about Bazley for sure having the ball in his hands a lot more. You know, early in the game, pretty much everything we got was off of Bazley. You know, him knocking down threes, him driving and finding Moses Brown for dunks, just finding, excellent things. There was other things that were going on too, but Bazley was the catalyst for everything early on. I mean, he had two threes right at the beginning of the game, and Dort, with 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the first quarter, he knocked down his first three, and it was like, if that's what we're going to see from those guys, you know, then we're going to have a really good run here. Now, obviously, I don't know what the plan is for how much playing time. Dort obviously got less, but Bazley playing that much says to me that there's no restrictions right now, that they kept him out enough time where he could fully recover, and in doing so, be at his peak level. So I really don't think there's any restrictions on him with him playing 36 minutes. And Dort, I can't imagine with a concussion they would have any restrictions on him when he comes back. Obviously, Roby is on his way back too. And SGA, you know, we're not really counting on that. We're just going to continue to see this team compete and play really hard. Obviously, SGA getting into the mix would be pretty tremendous. But right now, you know, we got to focus on the Jazz. We got to recognize that this is an opportunity for us once again to play against an elite team and improve. The thing that we really did not like about the last few games is that we weren't really competing. But last night, we competed. Even though the score wasn't, you know, indicative of how hard we played hard. We forced them to do things that they didn't want to do. They had to continue to score, and they were getting scoring from everywhere against us. Obviously, that's something that we need to control better, but there was an intense amount of really good shots from players like Mike Scott, who shot 3 for 6 from deep, and other players who were just really putting pressure on us that I would say we aren't really used to having to play against. You know, you can game plan against Simmons and Embiid, but, you know, when Mike Scott comes off the bench and he's lighting you up, then you're going to have to pick your poison, right? And I just felt like they were forced to continue to make shots to beat us, which I would say the last few games, you couldn't really say that about. The last few games, we'd been in a spot where I was wondering where our defensive intensity was coming from. I was wondering where our offensive playmaking was going to come from. We were seeing Teo and Poku get stuff done, but where was it going to come from on top of that? And now seeing Dort and Bazley come back in, it's like, wow, man, we got a team that really is intended to compete and play really hard and, like, you know, try to figure out how to get some wins here.
Yeah, man. And that's the key, is we're trying to pick up some wins as quickly as possible. You know, looking at this team and the way they're designed, like Mark said, Isaiah Roby's coming back, and somebody brought this up to me, asked me how much Isaiah Roby's time is going to be disturbed with Horde's ability to play, as well as Poku and Bazley at the power forward positions. I don't think it has anything to do with that, because look, at Coach loves to play three big men at the same time. Bazley started tonight, Poku started, and Brown started. So we had three big guys. I don't think it's going to make a difference coming off that bench, whether it's Horde, whether it's Svi, or whether it's Roby playing a forward position. It's not going to matter. These guys are all designed to play multiple different positions on defense and offense, and I really am excited about the mix that there's going to happen here. You know, look at Bazley, look at Poku, look at Brown, look at what they did the last night or tonight. I'm concerned about Poku's only 8 minutes Mark, did you see what happened with Opoku, or did they just pull him out just to be safe?
You know, I saw that they said it was right arm soreness, I believe, and then I saw him back on the bench in street clothes, and his arm was wrapped up. So I'm not exactly sure what took place, but obviously something to be worried about, something to keep an eye on. Poku has been playing really, really good. He's been, you know, probably our most consistent scorer. I don't think you can really even question that. So, you know, obviously not having him at this point is something that we've got to figure out. But yeah, like I said, I saw his arm was wrapped up and he was back on the bench in street clothes.
All right, so that's something that we want to definitely keep an eye on, especially with as much as we pull players out just to be safe. You know, I'm excited to see if Isaiah Roby will step up and get some more time in here and get back from injury while Poku's out. Again, this is all about finding the teammates and the players that play well together, setting us up for next year to do a better job. Looking at this team, Baisley's not going anywhere, Poku's not going anywhere, Dort's not going anywhere, Brown's not going anywhere, Maladone's not going anywhere, Kenny Hustle, Ty Jerome, and Justin Robinson. All these guys aren't going anywhere. We still don't know about Tony Bradley or Sfi. Also, the person that's up in the air right now would be... I think that's it right there, Mark. Am I right? Right there is Sfi and Tony Bradley are the only guys that are question marks as far as next year.
Yeah, I mean, and I feel like those guys are probably in our long-term plans. I don't know for sure, but considering how well Sfi has shot the ball recently and, you know, how well he plays off the ball and how he continues to keep the ball moving. And Tony Bradley, he had a really big game. He went for 16 points and 14 rebounds. You know, that's the type of thing you like to see. He also chipped in 3 shot blocks, or block shots. But, hey, I mean, I don't really know what they're going to demand in, you know, like the restricted free agency. I believe they're both going to enter. But I have to kind of feel like they're a part of our plan because, they're good young players that kind of fit our timeline. We like to draft the super young players and grab players that are, you know, maybe a little bit older or, you know, kind of like, I don't know, specialty type players like what Dort showed up and started being from, you know, he was signed undrafted. And also we got players like throughout this last year through being thrown in on trades, but then they kind of become the centerpiece of what we kept from the trade other than the picks. So I've noticed that, and I really just feel like Tony Bradley probably fits into that mold of someone that we want to keep because, let's face it, he's an excellent player.
Yeah, and I don't know what Tony Bradley's contract will be worth next year, but playing a backup in the league, there's not a lot of money to be made as far as a backup, but the Thunder will always take a chance with Tony Bradley, and if we have to pay him $7 to $10 million a year, I still feel like that's a really good deal for a backup center in the league. Especially as young as Tony Bradley is, if he gets better than he is at $7 to $10 million on a 4-year contract, that is a steal for a backup center that's going to really do some damage. I do think that Tony Bradley could turn into that for us. It just needs he just needs time, just like Brown does, just like Dort, just like Poku. All these players need extra time, need more minutes, and I think Tony Bradley will be one of those beneficiaries to those minutes. And I don't know... You know, Tony Bradley's people in his corner, they know exactly what's going on. They're going to make sure that he goes to the best place. And I personally look at the NBA, and there's only 3 other teams that he probably could go and start off right away for. So with that being said, is that you got a very small window in the NBA of where Tony Bradley fits. And this Oklahoma City Thunder team could really do some great things for him. And Moses Brown and him going up to... you know, getting to the beginning of the year at a 0-0, Moses Brown and Tony Bradley will fight with each other to try to get that extra starting position. So I feel like this would be a really big pickup if the Oklahoma City Thunder can figure out a way to keep Tony Bradley for the long term, especially with the way that Sam Presti, I feel like, is going to start drafting now. In the past, we've watched Sam Presti draft for needs that we need, whether it's Mitch McGarry or other players like that, that didn't necessarily work out. But now I feel like Sam has switched away the way he is drafting, and the way he is drafting is really impressive. He's drafting the best players on the board, and I feel like that's going to be something that's going to pay off in the long run, is if he continues to do that, it doesn't matter what position they play. If they are the best player on the board, he's going to draft them. That makes me excited. That makes it so that I feel like Sam is going to do the best for this of this team. And looking at it, is that that can mean that Tony Bradley, that can mean that Svi, that can mean that some of these other guys that we have right now won't have a place to play next year because we were able to get a really good player in the draft or able to make a trade for one of these restricted free agents to play to pick up a player that goes on our team. So there's so many different aspects and so many different things that could happen in the next really 3 to 6 months. We're going to have to keep a very close eye on this. And of course, Mark and I are going to bring you news when it breaks. But the reality is right now, Sam Presti keeps on adding players to this team. We saw for the first time all season that Coach D played 11 guys. That is really impressive. He played six guys off the bench. Justin Robinson only got 5 minutes. But everybody else got 20 plus minutes besides Poku and Brown. Just an unbelievable job. I get really proud of these guys. I feel like each one of them deserves 20 plus minutes, and that's what Coach D is doing.
Yeah, and you know, for a while without Baisley and Dort, these guys were put in a spot where they had to figure out how to get things done without the players who were more experienced and understood how to score and how to defend at a high level. And now with those players back, players like Poku and Maladon are kind of taking a bit of a step back, which is not something we actually want to see. We want to see them continue to be aggressive while the other players are there. And likewise for Dort and Baisley, this aggression that they're playing with right now is something that we want to see with SGA back. Otherwise, what happens is something we notice quite a bit, which is SGA gets the ball and everybody just turns and watches. And, you know, everything kind of works its way to him and he drives and kicks out, which is one of the best things we have going for us. And we understand that. But if other players are driving and putting the defense in the spots that they're scrambling, and then SGA can attack off of that situation, we're going to be much, much better off. And that's what we're looking forward to seeing, is how, you know, Baisley, Dort, Maladon, and Poku all start clicking offensively. I think Moses Brown is a part of that. He can finish inside when people create for him, and he creates his own points off of offensive rebounds. And obviously, players like Roby and Jalen Horde, they create by being ready to play defense and run in transition and, you know, knock down the open shot. And they can also create off the dribble too, which is excellent to see. And then we have players like Ty Jerome, Kenny Hustle, who are excellent players from behind the arc. They can really work at mid-range too. So I'm really proud of seeing the way this team is constructed. Obviously, we have a couple of first-round picks that we can, you know, either use both of them or package to move up. We have a lot of options. So what happens next is going to be really interesting, but I'm appreciative of the way this team competes. And that's what we keep coming back to, because let's face it, the game against the Sixers was the best game we've had in about a week. I mean, probably longer than that, you know, probably like five games straight where we were really struggling. And we figured it out, at least how to compete, how to bring that defensive intensity. And that's something that we've said as we look at the schedule. There's breakdowns. Like, we say there's going to be a couple of tough games, which we're in the middle of right now. We have the Jazz coming up. But then we have a soft spot in the schedule for about seven games where we can get a win if we can come out and compete. And the key to seeing us do that is competing against these higher caliber teams like the 76ers and the Jazz. If you can do that and you bring the same intensity against a team that's not quite as good, then that game is winnable. And that's what we're talking about, and we're starting to see, and we're really proud of this team for competing no matter what.
Yeah, man, you're absolutely right. The fact is this team can compete at almost any level. We love that. Yes, we've struggled at times to compete at every level. But this year, taking the Los Angeles Lakers into back-to-back overtimes, there's so many different opportunities that this team has had. This is why Mark and I are incredibly excited about this team, and why we're talking so positive about them is because we just see a massive future with them. We get excited with the fact that this team is in Oklahoma City, and we get to cheer for them. the foundation blocks have been laid for this team for the next 10 years. You know, Dort, Poku, Baisley, Brown, Maladone, and SGA. These guys are going to be the six guys that are going to be our six-headed monster going into the next 10 years. Like, we can add players to that, like Ty to that, and other guys like that. But the reality is that we're six deep on this team that are going to be players that we're going to see for at least 10 years in the future. That is exciting, because if you look at this Oklahoma City Thunder team and the history of them, is, you know, there's only a few players in the history of the Oklahoma City Thunder that have made it 10 years. But the reality is we have 10 or 6 players that could do that. That is really fun. That's exciting. There's no telling what could happen in the future with that.
That's right, man. We got another day off before the Jazz game coming up, and we will be back after that game, obviously, like we do every day. I skipped out on last night because I was exhausted and I knew I couldn't bring the energy that I needed to. I'm pumped up about what we saw last night, and I knew that I was so tired, there's no way I could convey how pumped up. So I'm glad we waited, because, you know, even though the score will look like, wow, that wasn't close, you know, what we saw was the team compete, and we hadn't seen that for a few games because of these injuries. And now the players are starting to come back and we're getting pumped up. So we really appreciate you taking the time to join us for this journey as we continue the Last Storm. My name is Mark.
And I'm Dave.
And we'll be back tomorrow.